Yeah, that's what exactly what I was thinking too. Like, I mean, I always have an HD, either it's FD5 or something with me, and with a signal stick out there, I could make it in the repeaters pretty decent. I know I tried out there one day with my rubber duck, stock antenna. It was iffy if I was, unless I was in the right spot, but seems like the signal stick works pretty good out there no matter what. Gives you a little bit extra. So I don't think I'll really miss that too much, but yeah, I'm excited, and I thought about it for a few weeks when he had it, and was thinking, I was like, well, that's a good price, and then also I did trade him though. I did trade him my 891, and then I gave some cash on top of that, but yeah, I figured 891. Don't really need because I got that Yaesu, that older Yaesu FT100D, which is like the same thing too, is $891, but it's a shack in the box, same size and everything. So if I want to go pro or full power, I'll just take that out and use that for full power also. So that's kind of what I was thinking, and I think I'll, I mean, no, I like it. It'll be a step up from the Zygu, which the Zygu is great, but I've been doing videos between them, and the audio is going to be a lot nicer on the ICOMs and, than the Zygu that everybody says, and I heard it even on YouTube. I can tell the difference for audio and stuff, so that'll be nice.
N9OK8.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, my nephew Jonathan, man, I forgot his call sign at the moment here. It's KE9BLG. He has a Zygu, and he likes it except for FD, the FT stuff. Yeah, he said it sucks on that to put a blunt.